Paul Sweeney and Tom Keene with the scam of the moment, not Bitcoin. Tickets for Taylor Swift, maybe they peak out at $449. Rockstar seat, you get to wave at Taylor, she'll blow kisses back. Dan Papskin joins us now from Bloomberg Law on this scam. I just looked at Gillette Stadium outside Boston, Dan, and the $499 ticket is in the vicinity of $4,000. Let's look back. How did this scam happen?
It's a good question, and thanks for having me. Ticketmaster has had a lot of control over ticketing for a long time. Fans have complained for decades at this point. If you remember, Pearl Jam famously tried to boycott them in the 90s. But it's gotten progressively worse. There have been more complaints since the Justice Department approved Live Nation's acquisition of Ticketmaster back in 2010. So if you think of Ticketmaster having control over ticketing... Yeah,
why don't the stars arbitrage this and get away from the idiocy of $449 where Miss Swift prices it, Paul, help me here, at $1,900? Does the arbitrage of Ticketmaster Live Nation disappear?
It does. And in fact, Bruce Springsteen attempted that in this his tour coming up in North America. And fans were justifiably upset because there were no tickets for the everyday person. And Dan, I guess the question really is here, I mean, what can the Department of Justice do now? They approved the transaction, as you mentioned, back in 2010. Can they undo it at this point?
Yeah, so it's a good question. The last time, it's probably worth noting, the last time DOJ broke up a company, which is what a lot of people are calling on them to do, was in 1982. So it's been a long time. Justice Department can also do several other things. They've had a consent decree with the company since 2010. Basically conditioned the merger on a bunch of different behaviors from Ticketmaster, including agreeing not to discriminate against independent venues. And it turned out Ticketmaster had been doing that. And so DOJ actually extended that consent decree in 2019 and 2020. So that's still operating and actually strengthened it at the time. So we know the New York Times reported on Friday that the Justice Department has opened up kind of a bigger investigation into Ticketmaster before all of the Taylor Swift controversy.
Right.
So, and now we have senators and Congress people calling on DOJ to kind of go further.
There's a $3,300 arbitrage on a fancy seat for Miss Swift. Who captures that $3,300?
A lot of it is going back to Ticketmaster. Some of it's going to the venues. And some of it is going to any of the artists.
Does the artist get any?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So in this scam, Taylor Swift is profiting indirectly through Live Nation Ticketmaster.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, the simple economics of back in the old days, you'd sell a ticket for $50. You look at it on the secondary market, and it's $500. Who makes that profit? The scalper. So what the industry is saying, the artists...
Bring the scalper inside.
Yeah, basically just let the market decide if that ticket's worth $50 or $500. If it's worth $500, who gets it? Well, the artist gets it. Ticketmaster, as Dan was saying, get their piece. And let the market decide where we are. But the reality is you want to limit the price of some of these tickets.
It's a freak. Dan, is the issue here that Taylor Swift is so popular, she can garner $3,000 for a seat where you can wave to her?
Yes, pretty much. I mean, she's probably the most popular artist in history. 2 million tickets sold in just a few minutes on Tuesday.
There's a guy named Sinatra, but continue.
Yes, so Dan, what's kind of the next steps here? I mean, you know, you've got Live Nation, the largest concert promoter, owning Ticketmaster, the largest ticketing agency. I don't know. What do we look for next?
Well, Senator Amy Klobuchar has promised a hearing on this issue before the end of the year. So we'll have to wait and see what the Senate does. We're waiting for the Justice Department to move forward on its investigation. So that's also kind of up in the air. And then several state attorneys general have also announced they're looking into kind of anti-competitive practices. And
But who decides a Taylor Swift ticket is $449, the fanciest ticket? Taylor Swift decides that, right?
I think at the end of the day, that goes down to Ticketmaster. And one of the problems here is also this dynamic ticketing system that they use, which basically decides based on predicted demand how much to charge.
Well, they're only off by $3,300. So obviously that model, that algorithm is not working, right?
Well, I mean, if everyone purchased, at even higher prices. Maybe it is.
And they're selling the tickets, Tom.
I mean, and Paul, you're Paul's way attuned. I mean, there's Paul Sweeney with Springsteen at a Broadway theater.
Yep.
X number of rows back. Did you feel taken by Ticketmaster when you did that?
Nope. It was the first day reopening in New York City after the pandemic. You got the pandemic, and Bruce was the first show. Went happily there and would have paid whatever needed to pay. Guess who's the largest shareholder of Liberty Media Group, which owns Ticketmaster? Live Nation. That would be Liberty Media Group.
John Malone.
Largest shareholder
We don't have a lot of time here, but very importantly, how has Ms. Swift reacted to this? Is she saying she's part of the problem, or is she saying she and her fans are being run over, which I don't buy for a minute?
Yeah, she put out a statement on social media on Friday or Thursday night, basically saying, with their issues across the board, we expected Ticketmaster to handle this better. She didn't name the company, but she definitely was talking about them. She did also apologize and took some responsibility and said, you know, we're going to do better. This is kind of how things are.
Dan's been piercing on this.
Yeah.
Can you
get us two tickets?
I did not. No.
Gillette Stadium.
Come on, Dan. You know people we don't know. Dan Papskin with Bloomberg Law. He's got tickets, though.
I'm sure he does.
True story, Paul. Dan, that was great.